I don't believe I ever put in there, while he's living, I don't believe I ever put up any chicken wire until after he died.
Well, now on those paling fences, were those woven or nailed?
Nailed. All we ever used was nail fence.
And when you put up a fence, you have to sink a...
And post in the ground there. Yeah.
Now how many of those would you use? And let's say if you're gonna put up about 50 foot fence or something like that.
50 foot fence. I'll put the space to post about 10 foot.
And then if you had loose stone or rock out in the field, and you were gonna if you cleared that off. And you were going to pile it up, you know, maybe make a kind of fence or wall out of that. You ever done that?
I've hauled it up, but I never did do them. Like that. I've tried to get rid of them.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen those around in the community?
Oh, yes. No, I don't recall seeing a rock fence over in that community. I can't recall it right now.
And the thing you put in a nest for a chicken, keep it, stick it in the nest to kind of fool the chicken.
A nest egg?
Yeah. Now, what were those made out of?
Well, I've seen them where there's been bolt, and then I've seen them just use a little small gourd.
And, well, the ones that are bought, what are they made of?
Porcelain, I suppose. That's what they look like.
Well, sometimes they're made of some...
Kind of a glass.
Yeah, and then even sometimes out of this expensive dishware, what's that called?
You know, well, that's what I was calling porcelain.
Well, what's the name of that country over, not Japan, but...
China?
Yeah. Have you ever heard them made?
Yeah, China, exactly.
Yeah, that's just what I meant. And when you used to bring water into the house, you'd bring it in and carry water into the house.
I feel it's called bucket and called water pail.
Is there a difference between a bucket and a pail?
Not to me. I wouldn't say there was.
Okay. And would you...
And that is in the kind of water line in that way.
Sure. And would it be the same thing if it was made of tin?
Tin, or most of it tin back then.
And then when a bucket got, especially a wooden bucket, you know, got old, it'd get a little black inside, and then you might use it just to put table scraps in to go out and feed the hogs. What'd you call that?
Oh, wooden bucket's all whatever you did call.
Or, yeah, well, it's, yeah, that's right, it's still a wooden bucket, but
you're, oh,